Dirt plays a very important part in a farmer's life. Of course, it has to be in the right place, on the ground and not in the air. Dirt in the air can be devastating in more ways than one. Your tractor can't stand to internalize dirt-filled air. If it wasn't for the air cleaner, the engine would wear out prematurely. How long will an engine last internally if it's constantly sucking in dirty air? Well, a good rule of thumb is not long. That tractor would look fine on the outside, but be useless as a working machine. You are like that tractor. You might be looking great on the outside, but what kind of stuff are you sucking into your brain? Your Creator designed you to run on good, clean air. Air in the Bible is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible should act as a holy air cleaner, filtering out the crud from dirty books, music, and media, filling us with pure things of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. If our tractors are important to us, don't you think we are important to God? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on americasfreedomnetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Want to go back in time? Tune in for the all-new Classic Vinyl with JD Show, Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best radio.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you? place. As your head comes crumbling down. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to hour two of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on the radio station, 1360KHNC.com, for both hours. First hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Okay, Donald Trump, the man who shakes the world, who's shaking everything. He's had problems with the Catholic Church, the Pope, and with some of the other, not only the Vatican, but the Archbishop of Canterbury in the UK, progressive mainline Protestants in the United States, and with this woman, Bishop Marianne Edgar Budd, who criticized his policies yesterday at a sermon, to which he responded that Trump is pretty brutal. He said that she's not very smart, and she's not very good at her job, and she owes the church and the public an apology. And you'll have to find this on social media or news outlets, but here's his response to her. The so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. She was nasty in her tone, not compelling or smart. She failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country and killed people. Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It is a giant crime wave. That is taking place in the USA. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and uninspiring. An uninspiring one. She's not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. And here's what Bud was pleading with Trump about. He says, Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. As you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. True. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. They are gay, lesbian, transgender children in Democrat, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives, and the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes, are very good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques and synagogues and temples. But again, she didn't mention the criminals and the murders that take place. And this is why Trump is looking into restoring the death penalty for people who kill law enforcement officers or government officials. It's coming back. The death penalty. When the laws of man won't protect God's children, then God will do it a different way. Also this year, because of the new president, we have stepped off a ledge on the first day of this year. Not a cliff, just a ledge. And it's been quite a jolt to the people of this country. having Trump win the election. Firstly, secondly, having him being inaugurated is another jolt. It is shaking up, or it has shaken the international community, especially the globalists in Europe and the United States, and the multipolar world countries, all the other world. There are two worlds, a unipolar and multipolar world. The unipolar world are the nations that have ruled the earth in conjunction with the United States of America since World War II. The rest of the world that has been helped by, whether you agree or disagree, with Russia from the time of World War II to the present. There had to be, and there would be, a way where the other nations would not be subject to the United States, because that would have meant global hegemony. But God used Russia as the country. And because of Russia, China is what it is. Yes, America, we have caused their economy to explode. But on the other hand, Russia has been the nation that has assisted these nations in Central America, in the islands, South America, South Africa, Africa, some nations in the Far East, from American objectives of hegemony. An article today out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, he covers a lot of ground. I'll cover the ground with you. Russia, China, and their allies, quote, want to transform the current U.S.-led world order that has been in place since the end of World War II from unipolar to multipolar, giving themselves a bigger seat at the table in the process. The United States and its allies want the unipolar status quo to prevail. World War III is unlikely to evolve into a direct kinetic war between the United States, Russia, and China, because that could invite nuclear Armageddon, where everybody loses. Yeah, Armageddon is coming, but not for another 7-8 years. I'm thinking 7+. And I'll continue in just a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'll be right back.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff. Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
I'm reading from this article out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, 2025, the year the global order unravels. It has already begun. He goes on to say that, I've been on programs giving you the thought of Christ in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. His disciples ask him, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world, the end of the age, the end of the dispensation? And Christ says there'll be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, civil unrest, ethnos against ethnos, ethnic wars. And there'll be signs in the heavens. There'll be the sea will rage, tsunamis. Many things of this nature. But eventually, there won't be just rumors of wars. There will be war. And there's war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza, or not Gaza, the Middle East. And the people of Israel right now are unhappy with Benjamin Netanyahu. But the thing is, Benjamin Netanyahu has a job that is a difficult, he's in a difficult position. He has enemies that seem to be gaining a little more support internationally. Don't be deceived. Israel has been anticipating what would happen. Now, there's more talk about a Palestinian state, an Arab state within the nation of Israel. It won't happen. The UN, some of these relief agencies, nations in Europe, Macron, God not with us, Emmanuel, are hoping that now these Arab people will have a homeland. It won't happen. Trump has given the Jewish people a right within the West Bank to protect themselves from aggression of the terrorists. The terrorists, these murderous terrorists, will not stop. They won't. Any halt in the war gives them opportunity to regather, rebuild, rearm. And there comes a point, you might say, where Israel, centuries ago when they had to fight with bow and arrow. Well, after putting 50 arrows in behind your string, after 50 arrows being shot, you get a little fatigued. Your arm, your shoulder, your left arm or right arm, whichever, you get tired. This is where Israel is presently. But there's a thought in some of the scriptures in the Old Testament where there will come a time where Israel is going to pull back and draw that bow maybe an inch or two further to increase the effect of their military operation. This is where they are right now. You pull back 90% and you shoot at a short distance, but eventually you have to pull all the way back to that bow at the end of its, where you are hitting the feathers on the arrow or the your tip is on your thumb at the front of the bow. And you have to really pull back, which is a little more exerting. But this is where Israel right now, where you have to exert more force, strength. Israel is at this point. Now they will increase their operations on these enemies. They're going to increase operations, not decrease. I think, again, Netanyahu's going to weather this storm, because he must take them to complete annihilation of these enemies in the Gaza Strip. Even though it appears as if these people are going to have more world favor with the world. No. Israel is going to an operation to finish this conflict. This is one of the, and they have to. The hatred of the Jewish people, the anti-Semitism in the Christian churches, in the evangelical Christian people who believe, number one, that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, that he is the devil come in the flesh, that Israel, they are not even a real human. They're Nephilim. They're from another world. They're not even in the Bible. There are so much evil being spoken of out in this world about Israel, that Israel, that Christ demands all the Jewish people be destroyed because they're the Amalekites. This is absolute sheer blindness by the people speaking this way. When Christ returns, it says he does gather the Jewish people and they go into there's going to be a great earthquake. The Mount of Olives is going to split open. They have to run into that valley to protect themselves from total destruction. And then God gives them the millennial kingdom. They're established once again. So God does have the Jewish people that have a future with him. But in the meantime, China, Russia, the United States, China and Russia, you have a big portion, 70% of the world's population that will be in a new economic structure, not the Klaus Schwab structure. I'm going to go back to this article by Tyler Durden in today's Zero Hedge. Actually, it was yesterday. Now, there's a group of nations, the United States, its allies, they are hitched to their wagons to the unipolar world order, which is a Rockefeller world order. And the other bloc is comprised of Russia and China and Iran, other countries favorable to a multipolar world order, the BRICS nations, and then other nations that are in line and desiring to become part of that network of nations. BRICS is just a way to present a concept that there are these five nations that have emerged as powers. They're not emerging anymore. They have emerged. Russia, China, India, South Africa, and Brazil. And other nations want into their network. And that is the multipolar world network. And then this network is going to be the opposite of the New World Order. It's going to be an international world order where there will be no nation, one nation that controls everything. Like the United States in the unipolar world system, we basically are dominant over all the nations of Europe, England, Germany, France, etc. This won't be the case in the international world order, even though China is trying to, you might say, muscle its way into being the peak of the power structure. It won't happen. These nations are tired of America's sanctions, and they don't want Chinese sanctions. China has been eroding the sovereignty of these nations already. Look at Panama. China invests heavily in Panama and to a great degree is actually the military. It's a civilian military force in Panama. These Chinese that move into these countries They're military. They've been trained, indoctrinated from the time they were 2 months old. They are loyal to the state. They are trained in techniques in battle, in war, strategies. They are military, all of them. In this country, here in northern Colorado, I go shop. I can tell all of the Chinese that are in the area, young. These people are CCP. They're CCP. They're loyal to China. They're not loyal to the United States. It's like the Muslims that come into this country. They're loyal to Islam. They're not loyal to the flag of this country. Same with these Chinese coming in. The families, they're wealthy. They're educated. They're going to the universities. These are CCP. And the government knows it, but this government, going back into the 80s, the Rockefellers began to change laws and work with China, believing that you can, you know, the Rockefellers made a big mistake. They felt they could use, like the CU Buffaloes. They have that mascot, the big buffalo. That buffalo, even though it's a young buffalo, that thing is powerful. It is hard to handle. If you can't run fast with cowboy boots on, you better not have hold of that rope, because that little guy is going to drag you wherever it wants to go. And if you let go of that rope, it's going to cause some damage. That is China. And the Rockefellers thought they could control that massive nation with all those people. They lost control. And now that creature is loose. By 2049, the plan is they will be the hegemon of the world. Well, they'll never get to that point. Never get to that point. 2033 at the latest, Christ will be back. We'll be in his eternal kingdom. And the world will be in his kingdom on earth. Possibly 2032. I've been thinking 32 looks more realistic. We're going to see what's going to happen this summer. Some of the countries that I'm speaking of in this article, they don't fall decisively into one category. So there are these nations that have not totally aligned with BRICS or the unipolar nations. These are mainly Muslim nations, because the nations in Islam and some of the nations in Asia, they are doing well being independent. But the other nations, like in Africa, South America, they need the help of, need the ability to trade, and they need nations to trade with. These are the BRICS nations. These are these nations that have been merged as the second international world order. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line. who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797 or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
With the rise of the multipolar world order, this is a major threat to empire. It's a threat to European nations also. It's a cohesive group of nations, the world that has been sanctioned by the United States. And it's not so much the European nations, Western, Central, or Eastern, but mainly in the global South, Brazil, South Africa, the nations in Africa, nations in the Brazil, and even the Panama in that region. I'm thinking of, and also to some degree, not as many of the Asian nations, but the problem in the multipolar world, Central America, the multipolar world, one of the big problems, a hurdle, is Islam. Islam also, they have their own objective, which is also world hegemony, an Islamic religious world. So that's a big problem to the BRICS nations. And in the Middle East, there's been... The United States has these countries that are basically, you know, our allies, Israel, Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain. And of these nations, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE are their members of the BRICS. But they still lean toward the UN, to the policies of the U.S. Then there are the other groups in the South, in the Middle East, which would be Yemen, you know, and Lebanon, Iran. They pose a big problem for the BRICS network. They have to make a decision if they're going to be part of the BRICS and trade with the BRICS nations, or if they're going to still have tender feelings toward the United States, knowing that eventually, like Henry Kissinger said, he stated that those who go to war with the U.S. is to go to war with the U.S. is dangerous. To be a friend of the United States is fatal. So these nations, Iran and Yemen, presently Lebanon, they're in the twixt. With the UA, with the multipolar world countries, they can trade. With the United States, there's not much that comes out of these nations that we in America, except for their oil, maybe to some degree. But they're, you might say they're in limbo. Because either way they go, either direction, in a sense, it's not a win-win for them. But there is a win-win for all of these nations in the Middle East. And the win-win is the destruction of Israel. That is a win-win for them. And they would like to, if they could bring about a Palestinian or an Arab state within the nation of Israel, that would be the doom of the nation of Israel. It would be a matter of time. From 2005 to last year, look what the construction that took place underground in the Gaza Strip. Tunnels, everything, power, sewer, everything. Complete, you know, it took time, it took millions and millions and millions of dollars. It took help from the international community for Hamas to be able to achieve to put in that massive network of tunnels. It wasn't just a group of people, a terrorist in Gaza. It was Egypt was involved. The other Arab countries were involved. Everyone in the region was involved. And the problem is Israel. And they're not going to stop. This is going to continue to escalate. And Israel, like I said in the last segment, Israel now is going to, the campaign that is coming is going to be even more severe than what these terrorists have endured to this point. Israel is already planning to take out the new leaders and the structure, the command structure again in Lebanon, in Syria. Syria is another target. Turkey, what helped bring about the removal of Assad, and now Turkey is in a, you might say, they have tried to carry more than they can handle. They are in trouble because There are too many terrorist groups within Syria. You might say it's kind of been like the market, a mall where all the terrorists have fled to this nation, and you can't control them. You are not going to control them. They're like different tribes, different gangs. Turkey's not going to be able to bring about a peace amongst these people. It's going to get worse. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Concrete work is all they know at Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
So what's happening in the Middle East is Turkey, Erdogan, he has ambitions, and he wants to bring in a new Ottoman Empire. So by ousting Assad, he figured that he can expand not only Turkey, but now he has Syria, and from there he can expand down into to the east, Iran, possibly Iraq. The objective is Israel. And this coincides with the Great Russian War in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Because Turkey now has a way to move its army south into the Jordan, south and east. It can come right through Syria. And this Muhammad al-Julani, who is really kind of replaced Assad and is sitting in Assad's chair would be more than happy, because it was through Turkey. Turkey was able to pull this coup off, and now they'll bring whatever is needed down to the northern, central and northern part of present-day Jordan. Then Turkey has been working in conjunction with Vladimir Putin, and Turkey, Russia, Iran, because of Israel and what Israel is going to do here in a very short time, they're going to increase military operations in the region. And as they, and as the United States continues to move military personnel and weapons into the area through Iraq, Russia, Syria, Iran are going, will together, jointly, they will eventually begin, Russia's going to be forced to make a move and bring military south. Now, if Trump does stop this Ukrainian war, then this gives Russia the way to take military personnel and weaponry and bring that and focus on coming south. And I think a couple of years ago I said that at some point I feel that there would be an end to the conflict in Ukraine to some degree, and some of the forces in Ukraine will probably come south also, especially if they're Nazi. They would love to invade in the Middle East and be part of that program to annihilate Israel. So right now, Erdogan is working with al-Julani in Syria. They have to tame these other terrorist groups that are pretty much untamable. You can't tame them. They want freedom. They want to be free. They want to free. They just want to be basically without, do whatever they want without a bit, without a bridle. That's the nature. It's in the Bible. That these people would be basically unruled. And they don't want to be told what to do. And tribes. You get somebody that has abilities, and he will bring in 10 people, 20 people, 40 people, 100 people, 200 people. If he has a way to arm them, then you have another Islamic group. It can be ISIS or ISIL or Daesh or whatever. They just form a new name. Hamas, take the old names, a new group. But their eye, the plan, don't think they've taken, they're backing away from plans to annihilate Israel. Don't think that they're now just trying to build a society, a new Ottoman Empire, and anything they do, anything these groups in Lebanon or in Gaza, Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, all of them, they all are looking for the opportunity to work together, hopefully together, to do away with the nation of Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu now is fighting for his political life. Their people were very unhappy with this agreement to release three women by the jihadists and then 300 prisoners, terrorists, murderers from the prisons. It didn't seem like a fair trade. You're not trading tit for tat. Somebody's breaking a toe, the next person is breaking a leg. So it was an unfair trade. It wasn't a good trade. But this is causing a new change in Israel. And in Israel, the citizens, I think, will be even more behind Netanyahu to never do this again. I'll be back to finish this hour. I wish I had more time to Russia and Turkey and Iran. They're in dialogue, having talks.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
This past year has been one of the hardest in MyPillow's history. It's because of you that we're making it through. My employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by extending our wholesale prices on classic MyPillows. Get standard classic MyPillows only $14.98. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Only $14.98. But it gets even better. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.98, king-size only a dollar more. Get my body pillows $29.98 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of these wholesale prices, including my standard size MyPillow, originally $49.98, now only $14.98. Queens $18.98, kings only a dollar more. Not only that, order $75 or more, ship absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Thanks, America!
So now that Assad has been removed from Syria, this means that the plans that Erdogan has had for the Middle East, these plans have now been set in motion. I believe he was the individual, the nation, Turkey, really backed this revolution that took place. It was planned for quite a while. The U.S. knew about it. But it did, in a sense, you might say, like, once it began, it kind of, to some degree, took over a life of its own. And Turkey, there's a NATO plan also. And the NATO plan is, as these nations begin to, you might say, unify,
they're going to have the same objective, Israel. And NATO, these nations in NATO are not tender toward Israel. They would like to see Israel basically be eliminated. The New World Order, the Western New World Order, the center will be Jerusalem. And the Western New World Order group, they would, they would encourage, or maybe not encourage, but they would not discourage Erdogan, al-Julani in Syria, working in the relationship with the Hezbollah in Lebanon. They would encourage, they would look toward a, the UN would look and be pleasantly surprised and happy to see these nations turn on Israel, because they need Israel for their New World Order plans. Israel is the center of their coming plan, their center, and Jerusalem more specifically, and the area right there around the Temple Mount. And this would, by allowing these nations to come in and basically remove the military, reduce Israel's IDF to just a battalion, not being able to defend itself, then these nations would be ready to move the world order in and set it in place. I believe the building is already there. I think it is the, what is that building? The World Something Center. But Israel is the target of all these nations in the Middle East, many of the nations in the UN, and even in this hidden government in the United States. They'll supply and support Israel to make sure that Israel controls Jerusalem and eventually force Israel to turn Jerusalem over to the New World Order. For today, Rick Rodriguez, join me tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored? Especially in a time when the George Soros's of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio. The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.